Dean, this is an interesting choice for an Oscar host, isn't it?
It's a fantastic choice for an Oscar host, in my opinion. It's going to be Conan O'Brien on March 2nd of next year. Conan is one of the smartest, funniest, brightest, fastest on his feet for live broadcast people that there can possibly be. I think this is the first time in a long time that they've chosen somebody who's not a current late-night talk show host.
Mm-hmm.
The show's going to be on ABC, and Jimmy Kimmel had done it as kind of a synergistic enterprise with ABC. But I think that Jimmy Kimmel turned it down, and then they started looking for some other avenues. I think Conan is going to be a fantastic choice. This was, they always have their quotes. The Academy says he's the perfect person to help lead our global celebration of film with his brilliant humor, his love of movies, and his live TV experience. Conan commented, America has demanded it, and now it's happening. Taco Bell's new cheesy chalupa supreme. In other news, I'm hosting the Oscars. I love Conan. I love, love, love Conan. I can't wait for this to happen now.
Yeah, and as you know, he's one of the nicest guys you'll ever run into.
Yes.
I'm very excited about this Beatles documentary, and I did see this trailer, Dean, and besides this great archival footage, there are some interesting celebrities in here too, aren't there?
Yeah, it's going to be quite amazing. It's called Beatles 64. It focuses in on that year that they came to America and all the madness that went along with it. And let's listen to it. It's going to bring back a million memories.
We were just like, we're in America. America.
It's great being here in New York. Okay.
Washington.
Oh, is that the place? I don't know. Washington. I was just moving so fast.
They wanted to know everything about America. The food, the groups, the dancing. And they loved it.
It was like being in the eye of a hurricane. It was happening to us, and it was hard to see.
They were the first white group that I'd ever heard in my life say, yeah, we grew up listening to black music.
We think they're just great, especially their hands.
I think there's something very strange about it at the same time, something very sick.
My sister had the radio on, and I heard the Beatles. It's like total darkness. And then the light comes on. I was like, oh, my God, something for us.
You get the camera down on this mic and be a real laugh. How about God? Go on. Defy conventions.
I think the craziness was going on in the world and in the band. You know, we were kind of normal and the rest of the world was crazy. Everybody got into the mania whenever the Beatles came to town.
When we came, it was quite shortly after Kennedy had been assassinated. Maybe America needed something like the Beatles to be lifted out of sorrow.
The elixir that they put together is so profound. It wasn't just about the songs. It was the power of music to transform lives.
The girls crying, the pain falling out. What are they crying for?
What do you like about the Beatles?
We just like the Beatles because they're English. Do you think they're very English?
I think we're jolly English, actually. You know you should.
I heard Smokey Robinson in there too.
It was, yeah. There were lots of current, musicians, legends of rock and roll who are Beatle fans. Smokey, you heard acknowledge it was the first time you ever heard anyone say that, you know, they loved black music. They grew up listening to black music. It's an inside look at when the Beatles came to America. In 1964, the band's first trip to the U.S. with previously unseen footage. It is all produced by Martin Scorsese. And Bob is going to have to take off that whole week I predict you may be hospitalized. You're going to be so taken by this whole thing. It'll begin streaming on Disney Plus, the documentary, on November the 29th. But if you want to see the trailer that we just played for you, there's some fantastic footage in that as well. It's on YouTube and all the usual places this morning.
You know, when I was working on BBM-FM in the early 70s and Steve King was doing the afternoon show, I remember Channel 7 used to run a movie at 3:30, and when they did their Elvis week, Steve took that week off over there.
Of course. Of course. That makes perfect sense.
What's the big Chicago concert news you have for us?
The concert news that we've got is about Jack White, who has just announced a big tour. He's got a brand new album out, which has already been nominated for a Grammy Award for Best Album of the Year. But Jack White is coming to this Salt Shed not until April 10th and 11th of next year for this new tour. But the reason I'm bringing it up now, pre-sale for tickets begin this morning at 10 o'clock, and then general ticket sales will begin at 10 o'clock 1 week from today. So if you're a Jack White fan, and I know we have plenty of those listening, huge, huge concert news.
Yep, Salt Shed, great place to see him, too. How does the latest Elton John music sound to you, Dean?
It sounds pretty great. You know, he's been doing these duets with popular contemporary artists, and now he has done one with Brandi Carlile, the country star. It's the title song for the upcoming Elton John documentary, which will begin streaming in December. Take a listen to the song that's called Never Too Late.
Yeah, their voices go together nicely.
They really do, yeah. The full song is on YouTube. You can hear it. It's called Never Too Late. That's the name of the Elton John documentary, which will be coming to Disney Plus on December the 13th.
Well, it sounds like Disney Plus is just trying to get the franchise in music documentaries, aren't they?
They're doing a great job with it, too.
What's going on this weekend?
We've got all kinds of things going on. See, I told you about the little, I'm sorry, I told you about Frozen, the Broadway musical the other day that just opened at the Paramount Theater in Aurora. It's spectacular. So much fun. What a beautiful job that they do with that. It's going to be playing through January 16th. Annie is at the Chicago Theater until December the 1st. You can also check out The Little Mermaid that's at the Drury Lane Oakbrook. That is until January the 12th. All the theaters are getting their holiday productions out or their family productions. People have a little more time, you know, off for the holidays, and these are all perfect shows to go see with the whole family. We've also got the Lyric Opera of Chicago presenting the Mozart musical comedy Marriage of Figaro. Performances continue at the Civic Opera House through November 30th. I'm laughing because I'm picturing Bugs Bunny and Elmer Fudd singing Figaro, Figaro, Figaro. But that's how I know all my opera, through Bugs Bunny. Steppenwolf has got Leroy and Lucy that's going on through December the 15th. The Neil Diamond musical is in town right now. Beautiful Noise. That's going to be at the Cadillac Palace Theater for one more week. The Kyiv Ballet from Ukraine is in town performing the Nutcracker at the Athenaeum Theater in Lakeview on Saturday and Sunday. And for music this weekend, wow, there's tons of it. We've got Bobby Weir from Grateful Dead, one of the original members of Grateful Dead, at the Auditorium on Sunday. We've got John Waite at the Arcata Theater in St. Charles. We've got blues legend Shamika Copeland at the City Winery, the Contemporary Christian Choir, Maverick City Music at the United Center. Gary Owen is doing his stand-up comedy at the Horseshoe Casino in Hammond. And what else do we have here going on? Also, Maz Jobrani from Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me At the North Shore Center for the Performing Arts on Saturday. A couple of new movies that are opening this weekend. One is really good, and one is really disappointing. And unfortunately, that's the one from Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I'm now calling him Dwayne Big Lump of Coal Johnson because it's a Christmas movie called The Red One. That is, he's the head of security for Santa, who gets kidnapped, and you know, the movie is about, you know, finding Santa before Christmas, so the holiday is not ruined. It is one cliche after another, one overload of special effects and unnecessary violence, comic book violence, you know, after another. I didn't find it exciting. I didn't find it funny. I didn't find it engaging. Other than that, I loved it. It's called The Red One. I gave it a Dean's List D. There is a much better film.
Do you smell what The Rock is cooking?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we do.
The irony is I'm interviewing Dwayne The Rock Johnson for a completely different movie next week. I hope he doesn't hear about this review. There's the dramedy, A Real Pain, with Jesse Eisenberg and Kieran Culkin. Two cousins who go on a trip to Poland to honor their grandmother, who is a Holocaust survivor. It's a movie about the Holocaust, but it's also a buddy comedy, and somehow it works because of the chemistry between these two actors, because of the smart writing that this movie takes on. That is called A Real Pain. Dean's List B plus on that one.
And Sunday on your radio show, you've got a special guest, don't you?
We call her Ariana Grande.
Nice.
From the new movie Wicked. We'll talk with her about this incredible new movie that's going to be opening 1 week from today. I'll tell you much more about Wicked next week.
Enjoy the weekend.
All right, you too.